Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. When Dr. Mike Adams, an associate professor of criminology, published an article entitled Campus Crusade Against Christ, he was not only lied about by an associate professor, but he was refused promotion. Fortunately, he was defended by the Alliance Defense Fund and the school backed down. He had come out of the closet as a Christian to expose the double standard of discrimination that exists in academia against Christians. His story is not unusual, as you shall see in the weeks to come. But having reviewed last week the positive role in Christianity in the history of American education, we need to review what changed so drastically in the last half of the 20th century. The watershed for this change might well be traced to the famous Scopes trial in 1925. The issue was not new. It was Darwin's theory of evolution, which ran counter to the Christian and constitutional belief in a creator. Tennessee had just passed the Butler Act, which forbade schools to teach evolution. The ACLU even then decided to challenge the law in court, pitching the famous trial lawyer Clarence Darrow in defense of John Scopes against William Jennings Bryan, a pro-creationist attorney. Ultimately, the law was upheld, and evolution was not taught in public schools until the 1960s. But Bryan's poor defense of the Bible left it open for evolution to gain some credence. And as one commentator said, the battle for the schools would serve as a battle for the historically Christian character of American civilization itself. So what happened in the 60s? Well, after the 1948 Supreme Court ruled that time set aside in schools for prayer was unconstitutional, they went on in 1962 to rule that children could no longer pray in school. In 1980, they said the Ten Commandments could not be posted in a classroom because students might read, venerate, and perhaps obey them. In 1987, they overturned a state law requiring a balanced treatment of creation and evolution in the schools, and now creationism is outlawed in most schools. And has that made a difference? Well, listen to these facts. Prior to 1962, the biggest problems they had in schools were talking, chewing gum, making noise, and running down the halls. But David Barton of the American Heritage Series traces many indicators that show that with the removal of religion and morality from our education system, we have seen dramatic decreases in education scores, like SAT, and many dramatic increases in moral problems such as premarital sex, teen pregnancies, abortions, sexually transmitted disease, divorce, and fatherless homes. But just one remarkable change for comment is in violent crime in the schools. Centuries ago, Benjamin Rush, some of whom call the father of public education, made a remarkable prediction. He said if we ever remove the Bible from our schools, we would be wasting so much time and money in punishing criminals and so little pains to prevent it. Take the Bible out of our schools, and there would be an explosion in crime. Hundreds of years later, we now read that the record shows that from 1962 until the latter part of the 20th century, violent crime accelerated from 0.25 million to 1.7 million offenses per year. And from 1996 until 2009, there were at least 45 school shootings in the United States that killed numerous innocent victims. But no story drew our attention so dramatically as the Columbine killing in April 1999, when 14 people were killed and 23 others were wounded. Is this just a coincidence, or is there truly a correlation in what this man Rush predicted? When the father of Rachel Scott, a victim of the Columbine High School shootings, appeared before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, he shocked the members of the Congress when he recited a poem and told them the real reason why it had happened. Your laws ignore our deepest needs, your words are empty air. You've swept away our heritage, and you have outlawed simple prayer. Now gunshots fill our classrooms and precious children die. You seek for answers everywhere and ask the question why. You regulate restrictive laws through legislative creed, and yet you fail to understand that God is what we need. As long as the crusade against Christ on the campuses continues, Christians will not only suffer, but our country will suffer as well, just as the Founding Fathers said it would. Tune in for the next 4 weeks as we discover how difficult it is to not believe in evolution in the school systems today because science says that's the only thing you can believe.
Join us next week at the frontier where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.